Even before the end of classes on Wednesdays, third, fourth, and fifth grade girls start filtering into the elementary library, drop their backpacks, and sit down focused on making progress on their project. Some are finishing up a project from last week. Most are using a hot glue gun to attach wooden parts.
Okay. My name is Madeline Dreisbaugh, and I'm working on the hydraulic arm.
Looks like you're nearly done.
Yeah, I just need to put my hook so then when you pull one syringe and it's connected to another, it would lower the arm so it can hook up whatever you want to hook. But my friend Emmy put a little bit of magnet under the hook so then it would magnetize, so it would be a magnet and a hook. So I did the same thing, and then I just had to glue it on, and then my hydraulic arm would be finished.
Hi, I'm Emmy, and right now I'm working on a hydraulic bridge. And so the hydraulic bridge, it's supposed to lift up when you press down on one of the syringes in the syringe, the water in the syringe. There's a straw that connects them. When you push one of the syringe, water and the water goes through to the other syringe, and it pushes up the bridge.
Hi, I'm Jillian, and I'm making a hydraulic bridge too. Okay. And the steps to making a hydraulic bridge is you make a structure. So the first part you do is you make a rectangle out of popsicle sticks. And then you add cubes on all four sides. And then you add a popsicle stick on the outside.
My name is Bella Miller, and I'm working on a hydraulic bridge, which is basically a bridge that is powered by water, of course. And in the syringe, you fill it up with water, and when you, I believe, go out, the bridge comes up, and when you go in, the bridge goes in.
The group's leader is parent Kelly Wood. She's a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and uses coding in her work. She was looking for activities for her daughters and came across a TED Talk by the founder of the national organization Girls Who Code. She's been using that group's free curriculum that runs for 5 to 10 weeks, but has extended the program beyond that.
I wanted these girls to bond, and I feel like you can't do that in a short amount of time. So I'm hoping to, I wanted to take this to the end of the school year, and so now we're doing more engineering projects. And so we've been building some basic robots with the goal in mind that somehow we can merge coding and robotics, and we're also doing some other engineering projects.
Projects earlier in the school year covered basic wiring and coding an animated video using computer software. Future topics could include building basic computer boards, solar panels, and even basic rocketry. Wood creates each project with her eldest daughter, Kaya, at home beforehand.
I really like it. I like doing hands-on activities because we get to do a lot of creativity.
The Girls Who Code organization was formed to encourage more women in computer science jobs. Nationally, the organization says the gender gap in that field is getting worse. 37% of computer scientists were women in 1995, but that had dropped to 24% by 2017. Why are fewer girls seeking that as a career? Wood has some thoughts from the elementary schoolers she's worked with.
Self-confidence is a huge part of it, supporting each other. I think having an all-girls club makes it really helpful in that they feel safe and they can ask those questions and they don't feel judged. And I put them through the ringer with some of these projects. They're hard, and that's part of it because I'm trying to teach them perseverance and grit, and that's something that will get them through life, if anything. Even if they don't go through coding, this is going to help them work hard to get a good reward. And you can see it, there will be tears, and they get so frustrated sometimes. But at the end, when it works, their faces light up, and they get really excited, and they can't wait to show it off. So.
Wood has 17 girls signed up this year, and they've all been sticking with the program since it began in October. The national organization provides a grant of $300 a year to pay for some of the supplies. She donates some other needed material. The computer software is free, and the local club also uses a lot of recycled goods for projects. Wood hopes this program will continue into next year and possibly expand into the middle school. She's also excited to see other groups have started up in Southeast Alaska in Wrangell and Ketchikan. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.